Connecticut Real Estate Headlines. Connecticut Property Records Access via staterecords.org. Staterecords.org offers a Connecticut property search portal for public records, including property tax records, ownership documents such as deeds, and property line maps. For CT real estate professionals, this source centralizes key property data needed for underwriting, title checks, and transaction due diligence. Use the State Records property records search at https://connecticut.staterecords.org/property-records before advising clients on CT property activity. Connecticut Real Estate Headlines. Connecticut Real Estate Commission Rate: What Sellers Can Expect. The source explains the average Connecticut real estate commission rate and estimates how much sellers may pay a realtor to sell a home, along with practical tips for retaining more proceeds. For Connecticut real estate professionals, this creates a practical benchmark for setting fee expectations, guiding pricing discussions, and helping clients understand take-home proceeds. Use the CT commission benchmark in listing and pre-offer conversations to reset buyer-seller expectations and position a transparent proceeds projection. Background and context. The four title defects that surface after closing. Even after a clean title commitment, four issues commonly surface post-close: undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one time and small. The cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often five figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's. Background and context: why your jurisdiction may require a rental license you do not have. A growing number of CT cities require landlords to register rental properties, pass periodic inspections, and pay an annual fee. Penalties for unlicensed operation typically include fines per day and, in some cases, retroactive return of collected rent. The rules apply to single-unit landlords, not just large operators. Enforcement has shifted from complaint-driven to data matching against utility and property tax records. Many landlords discover they were non-compliant when they receive a back fines notice years after acquiring the property. Check your city or county website for rental license or rental registration. 5 minutes settles it. Background and context: why cap rates are a starting point, not a verdict. A cap rate is just NOI divided by price. It bakes in zero assumptions about the market, asset class, or capital structure. Two properties with identical 6% cap rates can have wildly different risk profiles depending on lease maturity, tenant credit, and capital reserve needs. Cap rate is a quick screening tool, not a buy signal. Underwriting purely on cap rate is the most common reason new investors pay above market prices. The same investors then blame the market when their projected returns do not materialize 3 years in. For every cap rate you compare, add the lease maturity year and the CapEx reserve assumption.